Among all the controversy, there is a lot of passion for the schools, and you look at the Bennett alum that have come out. How do you put that in perspective as a leader that has to make those decisions with the school board?
We absolutely need that momentum, that passion, the challenges that the local school communities provide. What we're expecting and what we're hoping at the same time is that it will be measured against the criteria that were published in the original RFP, which describes the standards by which a new school should operate. We will have in future years the opportunity to do this again. So this is important for many reasons. Number one, hopefully we will have a newly designed school in each of four locations. But at the same time, we will have a model that will guide our actions in the future. But absolutely and fundamentally, children will have schools that begin as schools in good standing. And then everyone faces the challenge, the students, the parents, the teachers, the administrators, the superintendent face the challenge of keeping that a school in good standing. We'll no longer have the excuse of saying, well, we've been down so long it looks like up. Everybody gets a fresh start with a phase-in school.
Do you expect backlash if it is selected as charters?
I think we've been hearing a lot of anxiousness, some criticism of the possibility of charter schools. But if we take a step back or look down, the whole goal is to have a school that is successful for kids.